Well, on Sunday, HBO will premiere a show about an unpredictable hardliner taking over one of the most important institutions in the world. He can seem arrogant sometimes, needy at other times, and he's a master at keeping his opponents off balance. No, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I'm talking about the show The Young Pope, which is about a young American man, played by Jude Law, who is handed the reins to the Vatican and all of Catholicism. Diane Keaton plays the nun who raised him. In this scene, he speaks to a room full of cardinals.
From this day forward, everything that was wide open is going to be closed. Evangelization, we've already done it. Ecumenicalism. Been there, done that. Tolerance doesn't live here anymore. It's been evicted. It vacated the house for the new tenant who has diametrically opposite tastes in decorating.
Well, joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And what do you think about this show, The Young Pope?
Well, it's an interesting project. So this is a show that's already aired overseas, and it's a co-production of Italian, British, and American media companies. It was created by this Italian filmmaker, Paolo Sorrentino. He's an Oscar winner for a foreign language film. And so the series looks amazing. It's really well shot and composed. It definitely has a filmic quality in the production. But the story doesn't really hang together for me. And it almost doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, we're presented with a situation in this show where an American is named Pope. And not only an American is named Pope, but a young American is named Pope. And there's very little explanation given to how the politics of that worked out. I mean, it was considered unusual for the current pope, who has a Latin American heritage, to be elected to the job. So a lot about it doesn't make sense, and a lot about it doesn't speak to sort of the current political realities of the church, because it's so busy looking beautiful and delivering these powerful scenes. But all that said, it is a really interesting project, and I wouldn't be surprised if it develops some fans here in America when it starts airing on HBO. It's already been a hit overseas.
Should we be concerned that the American Pope is being played by a British actor?
Well, that's one of the things that's so weird about it.
They couldn't find anybody in Hollywood, I guess.
You know, and as you can hear, I mean, Jude Law does a great job playing an American. But I also feel like there's a sense, and maybe I'm prejudiced because I know that the writer and the director of it is not American, but I don't really get a sense of the Americanness of this character. Like, why does it matter that he's American? What does he bring about being an American? On the one hand, we have the sense that he's very conservative. You can hear in that speech that, you know, this is a pope that is counter to the kind of pope that we have, the kind of inclusive pope that we have now in real life. But I'm not quite sure what they're trying to say by making an American pope. But as I said, it's beautiful looking. And, you know, it's been a hit overseas. You know, the British seem to love it. It did well in Italy. But I think in America, it's going to be a bit more of a challenge.
Now, you're joining us from Los Angeles today because you've been out there for the Golden Globes. La La Land, a big winner out there. The Night Manager, which I'm almost done with. another big winner at the Golden Globes.
You're really running late, man. The Night Manager aired
six or seven or eight months ago.
You got to catch up, man.
I know. And I did finish Westworld, so that's good, too. But you know, the big moment of that Golden Globe ceremony was Meryl Streep's speech, where she called out Donald Trump. What did you think of that night?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was a lot of concern, I think, amongst artists and people in Hollywood that once Trump was elected president, they would feel like there was this enormous pressure from the country to toe the line and to go along with whatever his administration wanted to do. And I think instead what we've seen is a recommitment to people standing up for ideals that they believe in and trying to make sure that this new administration recognizes diversity and inclusion and standing up for people who are marginalized in society. And I think Meryl Streep did a good job of sort of articulating those ideas. Once again, where Hollywood sometimes falls short is in recognizing that there are people who may not be considered, you know, patrons of the arts, who might not go to a Broadway show or might not go to the opera, but who also value those ideals. And so I think, again, where Meryl Streep may have made a bit of a miscalculation, and where a lot of people in Hollywood have made a miscalculation, is in assuming that just because people like certain kinds of entertainment, they don't have the same values about humanity that they do. And so the line in her speech where she sort of talked about how mixed martial arts isn't art.
Isn't the arts.
I mean, in the strictest sense, she's right, but it was a jab at people who might have actually been on her side until she insulted something they value. And so in a weird way, her speech sort of really illuminated the issues of the moment in both a good and bad way.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joining us from Los Angeles. And Eric, I promise I'm going to be right in the front of the line on Homeland, which also starts this weekend, the new season. So I won't be talking to you about it in 6 months. But thank you so much for joining us.
I'm going to be testing you, my friend. So you better catch up quick.